The 2019 legislative session was dominated by a newly elected majority of progressive Democrats in the legislature. They oversaw passage of several bills, including strengthening abortion rights, instituting early voting, and allowing undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. Governor Andrew Cuomo's policies have leaned to the left in recent years, including pushing through the legislature a $15 minimum wage and enacting paid family leave. So it would seem that Cuomo should be pleased that the legislature furthered many policies that the governor also supports. But Cuomo in recent months has frequently disparaged the left of his party, saying their ideas are unrealistic and that they're too preoccupied with social media.
There's an intelligence to being a progressive. It's not political. You can't do it in a tweet.
Cuomo called the 2018 primary win of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a fluke, and he's frequently disparaged top Senate Democrats. Cuomo wrote an op-ed in the Daily News where he did not mention any of the accomplishments of the Democrats in the legislature. He instead focused on issues they did not deal with, like closing New York City's infamous prison on Rikers Island.
And it's located in New York City that likes to call itself the most progressive capital in the nation. How hypocritical.
Rikers is under the purview of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, a progressive Democrat who's running for president and who has also at times feuded with the governor. Cuomo, speaking on Albany public radio station WAMC, went a step further. He told host Alan Chartok that he believes that he is one of the most progressive leaders in the state, but he says it all depends on the definition of the term.
You can't be a progressive without making progress.
That sounds like a shot at the left. Is that a shot at the left?
No, I am the left. I am the left.
Progressive Democrats have had varying responses to the governor's pronouncements. Some freshman Senate Democrats, including Senator Alessandra Biaggi, decided it was best to take the governor at his word.
Action always lays out and shows us whether words actually mean something, but I think that what we will have to do is be vigilant, as always, to all of us, myself included.
The deputy Senate leader, Mike Gianaris, also wrote an op-ed in the Daily News, which seemed to be in part a response to the governor's remarks. Without naming names, Gianaris writes that too many of our established officials are overly cautious in their political approach, and he says they take turns deriding new voices that advance aggressive reforms. Gianaris says his article is about a larger fight going on for the soul of the Democratic Party that's also playing out in tensions between U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the four freshman Democratic congresswomen, including AOC, known as the Squad.
Many of us have drawn the conclusion that when you present yourself as just a slightly different version of the Republican Party, people will choose the actual Republican Party. We needed to present a stark difference from what Republicans stand for and certainly what Donald Trump stands for.
Gianaris says he disagrees with the governor's declaration that Cuomo himself is the left. Gianaris says the newly energized progressive movement is not really about any one individual.
If the governor wants to be part of it, that's fantastic because we can get that much more accomplished. But this is a movement being led by people, not by individuals.
Cuomo, speaking on Rochester Public Radio, WXXI's Connections with Evan Dawson on Friday, did not back down from the rift within the party. He compared progressives to the superheated right, which he says are pandered to by President Donald Trump.
You also have a superheated left that sensationalizes and hyperbolizes.
Cuomo, like Gianaris, refused to mention any names. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.